Good morning and welcome back to Red's Corner. Today I have an episode to talk to you guys about three things. Three things to keep you going, pushing, and just staying alive and staying in this fight. Those three things are: you need something to keep you fit, you need something to make you money, and you need something to keep you creative. And so what do I mean by all this? This is we have all these things we got to cross off our checklist, right? You know, we need money to live. You know, we need money to buy food. You know, if we have a family, or, you know, if you're paying some bills, like, you need money to pay that stuff. Like, I get, right, money isn't the key to a happiness, but money is key to staying out there and staying alive. And by creative, you know, we need something to keep us creative. For me, my type of creativity deals within, like, data and, like, something up front, right in front of me. So it may not be drawing, but I really like to do my podcast, or I really like to create content for, like, social media on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn. That's my style of creativity. For you, it could be drawing. For you, it could be building something. For you, it could be, you know, editing videos. That's another thing I really like to do, you know, part of that, like, content creation. It could be writing. Just, you know, it could be playing Minecraft and, you know, building shit. Like, have something to keep you creative. And then the last one is have something to keep you fit. You know, fitness, keeping you in shape. Do you like to run? Do you like to lift? Do you like to do yoga? Do you like to ride a bike? Do you like to, you know, just stretch? You don't have to call it yoga, just stretching. Do you like to, you know, other kind of things are there to do? There's CrossFit, which is like a little bit of a mix of everything. There's, you know, sprinting when it comes to running. There's long distance running with lifting. There's so many different things you can explore. You know, something to keep you fit. And another little subcategory I like to add in there is food, and also keeping your brain fit. So reading, courses, you know, meditating, like, that's also, you know, your brain is a muscle. So you have to keep training that muscle and keeping that muscle fit as well. Reading, courses, meditation, you know, something that really makes your mind have to work. That's what, meditating is my favorite, because your mind is like, oh, your right shoulder has an itch. Oh, now your back, the back left side of your stomach has an itch. Like, oh, you want to itch yourself, or you want to think about something that's not your breathing, or you want to interrupt your body scan to think about what you're going to be doing later. But meditation, the whole point of it is to stay focused on you and your breath. And that's training the mind, because the mind wants to race around and make all these decisions and pre-plan and think about the good things, and, you know, think about things that could happen that aren't actually happening within that moment. And meditation will keep you there, or reading, or whatever you choose may be, whatever floats your boat, you know? And they all correlate. You know, you can't do your creative things if you're not working and making money. And if you're not fit and you're struggling with some type of, you know, man, I don't know a whole lot of information on this, but you're struggling with, you know, being too out of breath all the time because you're not in shape, or you're struggling with not being able to lift things if you want to build, or you're struggling with low back pain while you're on your computer writing, or you're struggling with your forearms not being strong enough to draw all the time. You see what I'm getting at here? Or let's say being creative to you is working on your car. What if you're not strong enough to, you know, lift all the parts and the pieces and put them in the right spots, and you end up fucking up the whole thing? Like, it all correlates. And if you're not, you know, if you're not fit and you're not making money and you're also not being creative, like, what's the point? If you are, like, what are you doing? Are you just laying around all day? Are you just laying around on TikTok or Facebook? Are you just complaining all day? Are you just stuffing your face all day and just doing whatever one of your friends says you're doing that night? Are you not taking initiative? Are you not being a leader? Are you not being the best version of you that you truly can be? Like, what's the point? I'm learning how to make things more simple, especially in the last couple of weeks, and I'm really drawing it down to these three categories of money, like how you make your money, how you stay fit, and how you can be creative. It all coincides with your body, mind, and soul or spirit, however you may want to put that. But seriously, grab out a pen and paper, make like some kind of chart. I'm not going to tell you how to exactly do it, but in some rendition, have fitness, money, and creativity written out, or whatever, however you want to piece the words together. And under that column, write down your stuff. For me, creativity, my podcast, YouTube, content creation, writing, like that's mine. For fitness, weightlifting, running, stretching, yoga, meditation, reading. And then for money, I really like, and you know, there's money, there's side hustle, and then there's your main job. So my main job, Break Free Academy, you know, side hustles. I like to flip. I like sports cards and Pokemon cards, particularly NBA and NFL, not really any other sports. But, and then there's, you know, side hustle things like the podcast does make money, so it can move over here into this section. Not a lot of money, but it still makes money. If I ever wrote a book, you know, that could coincide. That's like more marketing, though. It's a lot of fun, too, because when you define these things, you put them in, you know, you put them in their proper categories, and it just makes it more fun when you define it, in my opinion. And I want you to try it. I really want you to try it out. And hey, if you know someone that may need to try this out as well, you know, they may not have their life together, they may not be focusing on all of the right things that they need to be focusing on, send them this podcast episode. Please, please do it. I would greatly appreciate you. And hey, you made it this far. I love you guys. I appreciate you way more than you know. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Red's Corner. Fitness, creativity, and money. Remember that. Put your little subcategories down below those. And don't forget to keep getting after it out there. Peace out. Love you guys.